Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
My church and anybody else, now you may be knocking it. Now, his methods wasn't right, but his heart was. God saw his heart, I'm here to tell you. And so the guards, you know, they didn't want to lock him up because they seen his life change. He was one of the meanest guys in prison. And the guards had seen his life change so much since he got saved and he was growing. They didn't want to lock him back up because they'd just digress him, you know. And so they'd come running getting me. They wouldn't let him hurt nobody because he would, you know. And then get him, preacher. They'd come, go get Dixon. I said, what's he doing? He said, he's whooping another one down there. He said he calls it praying for him, but he's flat out whooping him. I'm here to tell you know. And I said, I'd go down there and I'd drag Dixon off, you know. He'd listen to me. You know, I was his pastor and he respected me. And I'd drag him off. And I'd say, Dixon, bless God, I taught you and I trained you. The Bible says, pray for them that say all manner of evil against you, false for his name's sake, and persecute you for the kingdom of God's sake. He said, bless God, it says in the book of Jude, to save some and snatching them out of the fire. He said, I'm just knocking the fire out of them is all. And so, I mean, his theology wasn't correct, entirely. But, I mean, he brought them into the church. And so, anyway, that's why I was looking for Dixon, because I knew that if the devil gave me any trouble, Dixon could whoop him by himself, you know. And I'm just going to sick Dixon on him, and that's going to be it, you know, because I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm looking all over the prison yard, and finally, where did I find him? On the weight bench, pumping iron. I mean, up and down. Used to do it myself until I got into pastoring so much, you know, and as far as in prison, I was doing it a whole lot. And so anyway, I got out there, and I said, Dixon, he's matter of fact, straightforward. Yeah. I said, I got a man over here that's demon-possessed. Yeah. I said, you want me to help me cast him out of it? He said, yeah. He said, where are you going to do it at? I said, the chaplain's office. He said, yeah. And whoo, he shot off that weight bench like he was launched off a rocket at Cape Canaveral. I mean, he took off a running across that yard. And when he was running, he was in a lot better shape than I was. And I knew I couldn't catch him. So I started having visions and dreams of what he's going to do when he got there before I did. So I started howling, Dixon, wait, Dixon, stop. Dixon, wait, Dixon, stop. Dixon, wait, Dixon, stop. Finally, I got his attention. He stopped, threw both hands on his hip, turned around, said, come on, bless God, let's get it over with. I said, wait, Dixon, wait. I ran up and caught him, hold him by the arm, you know, locked my elbow with his, least he'd have to drag me, you understand? And I said, Dixon, wait a minute. I said, we're not going to beat the devil out of him. I said, we're going to cast the devil out in Jesus' name. And Dixon said, bless God, I'll give it to him any way he wants it. And I knew that he would. And so I carefully coaxed him on into the office. As soon as we got in, the chaplain said, all right, fellas, he said, I'm going to step outside. You know, a lot of people think these things passed away, but I'm here to tell you, and I'm not here to blow the devil up. But you need to recognize there are principalities and powers that don't want Grace Christian Center to build the church over there where it's got the property. And the Lord showed me that this morning when I woke up. This church has been in great opposition in that area. And a lot of it has not just been flesh, it's been the powers of darkness. And that's what the Holy Ghost showed me. When I sat straight, 6 o'clock in the morning, I think I finally went to bed. I was so wound up last night, you know, it was about 1:30 or 2. Well, I went to sleep, but it's 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 a.m. I looked at the clock. I said, God said, you preach on this tonight, you do what it says, and he said, you're going to get results, and there's going to be some change around there too. It's going to be easier. I mean, there's been too many battles, too much pressure. Too much opposition that's been brought on by the devil. It's come against this church, come against you as people, come against your pastors. And it's time that we just stop it in the name of Jesus. And even the people, listen, even the people out there that are assisting in this project, if they're not godly, brother, they in for something. Excuse me. So you're going to have to stand in the gap for them. Because they're going to be influenced by these things, you see? And they're going to be motivated to do things and say things and try to hinder things. And they're not going to even realize what's happening. But you as a church can change it. You can. Why? Because you have a part in this. You got spiritual authority because of where you're going. It's time that the job get accomplished. And that's what the Lord was telling me about this morning. It's time that it take place. It's time, but it's just the enemy don't want God's plan. I mean, there's a harvest that must take place. But there's also steps or phases in the harvest. God can't bring the harvest till we're ready for them. So God's getting us ready. He's getting you ready. He's getting me ready. And so we stepped inside this chaplain's office. And so, and the chaplain stepped out. He said, I'm going to leave you inside, boys. And I turned to Robert. We sat him down in the chaplain's desk chair. First of all, I asked him a question. I said, Robert, what do you want God to do for you? You got to want to be free before you can get free. I'm going to shut up in just a minute. It'd be a miracle of God, but God's in a miracle business. But I said, Robert, what do you want God to do for you? He said, I got something in my life making me do things that I don't want to do. And he said, I want to be free from it. And I said, all right. And so I didn't know what else to say, but I just said, in the name of Jesus, I command you, devil, come out of him. And when I did, and now, listen, you can't build doctrines on that to share it, but I can just share you my experience. Laugh at it, throw it away, whatever. Every light in that prison went out. Beautiful sunshiny day, no weather reason or power reason why the power should fail or light should go off. But shoo, darkness, total darkness. Well, immediately when the power goes off, it creates an escape risk situation. It creates a scenario where people get stabbed in the dark, guards get killed, and so they get emergency lighting comes on. So they immediately, what they do is they lock down the compound. Everybody goes back to their respective cells and dormitories, and they lock them in with key locks because they can control the prison. That's the first thing they do is gain control when the power fails. Because a lot of the gates are controlled and everything by electronic means, you understand? And there's a diesel generator. I work on this thing. I was on the inmate electrical crew and plumbing crew. And this big diesel engine powers this electrical generator. It was running. It came on and ran when the other power fails. It comes on to run the emergency power. It ran for about 15 seconds and quit, and it never failed up to that day nor after that day the entire 10 years I was in prison. Never. One time. But that day, the thing wouldn't run. Mr. Wingard, the free will maintenance man, he was elderly then. I don't know if he's still alive or not. But if he was still alive, he was a free will man. He used to be my boss man. I worked for as an inmate in prison. He'd come in from free society. You know, every day, work a job. And we was under him. He would tell us what to do and oversee us and make sure we got the job done. But he said this. He said they called the power company out because they couldn't figure it out. Power company came and verified that the power came to the power house. You had a big house that all the power came through. You had all kind of phases of power coming to this thing. And he said, the power came to the into this house, to the top of this box. He said, we flipped every switch, changed every breaker. And he said, we could not get the power to go through that box, through these wires, and into this prison. And I said, well, what in the world made it come on? This is the next day I'm talking to him. He said, we don't know. He said, we were standing around here discussing what we was going to do next. It was about 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours, the distance, length it was off. And he said, all of a sudden, while we was talking, everything just come back on. But the day it happened, I'm standing in Rimmer. You can't build a doctrine on this. I can't prove this by chapter and verse, but I can prove it by personal testimony of people that was there. I'm standing there in this chaplain's office, and the Lord said to me in that office, he said, the devil turned the lights out in this prison to stop you from casting the devil out of Robert. He said, because they're going to lock us down. He said, you go ahead and cast the devil out of him, and I'll be with you. My mind is tilted. I'd never conceived anything like that. And what I mean by the Lord said that to me, I was impressed. This is what, and I couldn't believe it. I'm standing there and wondering, what in the world am I going to do? And then the chaplain, being a man of God like your pastor's is, he stuck his head in the door and he said this to me. He said, Randy, he said, the Holy Ghost just spoke to me and told me that the devil has turned the lights on this prison. There's a war going on in the realm of the spirit against the powers of darkness and the powers of God. He said, you go ahead and cast the devil out of Robert. The Lord showed me it's going to start one of the biggest raves of revival this prison has ever had before. And so that boosted my faith. He closed the door and went back out. He said, I'm going to keep the guards off of you as long as I can because they're running through the prison trying to lock it down, you know, and get us all separate. So I turned back and I commanded the devil, come out of him in the name of Jesus, you lying spirit, you spirit of hatred, you understand? Come out of him, you homosexual spirit. I was commanding him to come out. Robert started weeping and crying, you know, squalling and carrying on. And I thought, man, he's free. And I began to say the sinner's prayer. Pray the sinner's prayer. And then he started saying, I want to say the prayer, but I can't. He said, I can't repeat the name. I can't. And all of a sudden, like his facial features changed. His chest swelled up abnormally. He began to growl like an animal. His eyes got gigantic. Of course, mine got bigger. You understand? But I'm looking at all this stuff and never seen anything like this in my life. You understand? And all of a sudden, this voice spake up out of him that wasn't his voice. It was, you know, like it, but it went his. And he said, you don't have the power over me. He said, I'm a controlling demon over this prison, and you don't have the power to cast me out. I said, oh, my God, what in the world have I got into now? And I turned to look at Dixon and Charlie, and their expressions were as if to say, which way do you want us to go? You understand? We're not staying here. And the Lord is my witness. I was going to turn to Dixon and Charlie and tell them, let's get out of here, Jack. We'll come back when we get this power he's talking about. But before I could get those words from my mind to my tongue, how many of you know you can speak from somewhere else? The Bible says that out of your belly, your innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water. It was a volcanic explosion of God that began to take place in my spirit, and I found myself shouting to my amazement and shock, come out of him, you lying devil, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It shocked me, shocked the guy with demon-possessed, and shocked Dixon and Charlie. Because I thought, let's get out of here, Jack, sound a lot better than that. But when I did, the Shekinah glory of God fell in that room, and Robert began to lay back in that chair, began to growl like an animal. And I didn't know what the world to do. And I'm sitting there, you know, and I'm commanding the devil to come out. All of a sudden, the anointing got on Dixon. And Dixon walked up to him because he sat in his chair. And he grabbed him up here.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.